So next up, Dharmashree.
If there was a single historical or legendary figure you could meet, who would you choose and why?
Oh dear.
Oh, you've got a bit more thinking time while I read the question, okay? So if there was a single historical or legendary person that you could meet, who would you choose and why?
Well, it may seem strange, but I found this the most difficult of all the questions. Because there was such a wide range of choice, so many people that one would like to see, like to meet. But then I focused on the word meet. What does one mean by meet? I've got various very favorite historical characters. I think my favorite historical character is Queen Elizabeth I. And next to her, I think Samuel Johnson. But would one be able to meet Queen Elizabeth I? No, one might get a distant view of her if one was lucky, but the idea of meeting her and having a chat or a conversation is rather unthinkable. The same with Samuel Johnson. He might hit you, you know, with one of his famous down-putting sayings. And well, what about others? I suppose, as a Buddhist ought to say, the Buddha. But I take it that figures like the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, they're not covered by the question. Or perhaps we just take it for granted we would like to meet them. But if as Buddhists, well, we would all like to meet, say, the Buddha or Bodhisattva, well, there's no question, really. Eh? So, yes, I was left wondering, well, who? And I thought about, well, what about Coleridge? I'm very fond of Coleridge, his life, his work, his poetry, his thinking. But Coleridge was a monologuist. Nobody could get a word in edgeways. So eventually, I thought, if there's one historical person, leaving aside Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, whom I would really like to meet, would be John Keats, before he became ill. Because judging by his letters, he was a very, very intelligent, very penetrating thinker. And he clearly had a great gift for friendship. And it was possible to have a good conversation with him, a good argument with him. And he was also a very attractive sort of person. People did like him. So I think, in the end, I would say, I'd like to meet John Keats.
Okay. I'd love to be able to say, we brought him here tonight. We've flown him all the way from whenever it was he was alive. But I'm afraid that's beyond us.